This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Trillions of dollars in federal aid were distributed during and in the immediate aftermath of the peak of the pandemic. Most of those programs have slowly come to a close, and one of the last ones is about to. Over the past 2 years, the federal government has given more than $24 billion to child care providers around the country, money that expires in September. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Child care in this country isn't really working for anyone.
Parents have to pay too high prices. Early educators are making poverty-level wages.
Julie Cashin at the Century Foundation says that was true long before the pandemic, but the pandemic made it worse. Even Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has commented on it.
Secretary Yellen has said it is a broken market, a failed market, right? This is something that the government needs to have a role in.
For the last few years, the government has taken a bigger role. Sarah Ritling at the nonprofit First 5 Years Fund says the billions in pandemic relief has kept many centers open.
That money's been able to go to pay teachers more.
Which has been especially important, she says, because childcare doesn't pay. The average wage is around $13 an hour.
We know and we've seen teachers have left the industry because pay has been better elsewhere.
Federal funding has helped child care providers compete for workers. It's also helped them pay their rent or mortgage and utilities and buy supplies to make their spaces more COVID safe. Stephanie Schmidt at the Center for Law and Social Policy says without it,
I think we would have potentially seen a decimation of the system that we have in place today.
And she's concerned about what will happen in the coming year after the pandemic funding runs out.
We're likely to see a lack of availability of childcare. We'll likely see increased in prices, especially in the current economy.
Already, the cost of childcare is increasing almost twice as fast as overall inflation. And in a recent survey from the National Association for the Education of Young Children, about 40% of providers said they'll have to raise tuition when pandemic funding ends. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.